From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, give me data. It's a data day, so give me some good, juicy data.
We got so much, I don't even know what to do with it all, Mike. So heaps of important data coming our way as we sort of work our way towards the big shutdown in New Zealand. So yesterday, Stats New Zealand gave us the latest update on what is now called the Selected Price Indexes. This is new monthly update or price indexes. And this sort of represents the start of an eventual move to a monthly inflation indicator, which would be fantastic. At the moment, as you've just said, we only get some of our data quarterly and not too many OECD countries are in that cycle. So this is a win for the ongoing monitoring of price activity. Data boffins like myself love it. Now, the data suggests we are moving to a place where aspects of inflation are coming under control, and it's possible the expectations for fourth quarter inflation could be too high. So these are new indexes are covering different sort of price categories. Collectively, they cover just under half of the current CPI basket. So food prices, the first one. Remember, these are only monthly indicators. In November, food prices fell 0.2%. Big chunk of the CPI, that is almost 20% of CPI. Still up 6% for the year. Remember, back in March, peaked at 12.5%. So 6% is the lowest annual food price inflation that we've seen since January 2022, and it was 5.9, and it's the third consecutive month of falls. So that's pretty good. Rental price index, one to watch given strong immigration. RBNZ certainly won't want to see rental price growth accelerating. That was up 0.3% in the month, so pretty much under control. Alcohol and tobacco, they're up 0.1. Airfares, a fairly volatile category, not a large component of CPI. Domestic prices up 3.6. International prices are 2% of the CPI. They fell 3.8%. Petrol, that's sort of roughly 4% of the CPI, fell 2.7% month on month. Oil prices have fallen further, so you may see more reduction there. Thing is, Mike, the one thing I'd comment about this is a lot of this is tradable inflation,
yep.
And we know it's not giving us a lot of insight into domestic or non-tradable inflation, which is sort of problematic. But on balance, I reckon this is mostly good news.
Okay, give me houses then.
House prices. So we all like an update on house prices. REINZ yesterday, Real Estate Institute New Zealand, it's one of the most important data series for residential property. At a high level, sales volumes continue to look better than they were last year. They're not accelerating away either. Prices are, well, I'm using the word moribund. I mean, all up, I think the latest report is a fairly tepid read on the market. Anecdotally, agents seem to be more upbeat, but the numbers, I think, are less convincing. The house price index, I like to look at it, 0.2% rise. That's seasonally adjusted. The main centres are where the action is. They're running above the national average. Region's not as positive. But you've seen an indicator like days to sell, Mike, important indicator.
Yep.
That's sort of drifted out a bit. All in all, I think this latest report is not really a precursor to a frothy summer period for the housing market.
Interesting. And 7.6 isn't a good number either.
No, balance of payments. So we got that yesterday as well. Remember, we got a bit worried when it blew out to, what was it, 8.8, I think, is where it got to. And look, this is a number. It doesn't impact people on their daily life, but it's important for people looking at New Zealand saying, how risky is New Zealand Inc.? How robust is your financial position? We are susceptible to unexpected events. 7.6% of GDP. The previous quarter was 7.5. That's been revised to 7.6. So it's basically just stalled. The improvement has stalled. We thought it was going to get better when we got tourism in, international students coming back, but it's still sitting at $30.6 billion. It's a big number. Sort of story of two parts, really. Services is improving as tourism recedes, but goods, stuff, export values fell, but import prices went up as well. So, yeah, that's not great.
Living beyond our means. A little bit of breaking news on mobile. What have they done?
Yeah, so look, very, very interesting. Mobil have just sold their 14% stake in Channel Infrastructure overnight. Channel used to own the refinery. The four majors all had a stake there. Mobil remains a major customer of the terminal, and they've decided they don't need a holding. But Mike, the context here, the government's just said they want to go up there and talk to them about the refinery. And what do Mobil do straight away?
Yeah.
Well, they sell their stake. So you can read a lot into it. We only know that they've sold it. We'll see what they have to say today. But it was heavily oversubscribed. Actually was a sell-in, so lots of other people did want to buy it.
Okay, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is flat, 36,578. We're all waiting for the Fed. The S&P 500 is up 4 points, 4,647. NASDAQ is up 9 points, 14,543. The overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 5,7548. The Nikkei was up 0.25%. Shanghai Composite fell 1%, 2,968. And on the local markets, the ASX 200 was up 22 points, 7,257. The NZX 50 had a good day yesterday, up 0.82%, 11,475. Kiwi dollar 0.6124 against the US, but 9,304 Aussie, 0.5674 against the euro, 0.4889 pounds, 88.88 Japanese yen, all the eights. Gold trading at $1,983, and Brent crude $74.35.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.